1320 WILS. Hey, welcome back. Your morning wake up. Mike Austin with you. Have we busted into the 40 degree range yet? Gosh, I hope so. Yeah, we're just kissing 41. So yeah, there you go. 62, kissing 41. That just sounds wrong. 62 and sunshine later. And I hope we're done with the frost in the morning. Tomorrow we'll see rain moving in tonight. Tomorrow rain and thunderstorms as a cold front comes through. But yeah, there's that. So if you're planning your trip, you know, we were talking about the Cherry Festival coming up in June into July in Traverse City, travel around our great state. I was looking at gas prices from a year ago, even though, you know, it seemed like we were up and then we're down, we're up and down. We're about where we were a year ago. So really, it didn't have to change at all. Adrian Woodland from AAA Michigan with us. Hiya, Adrian.
Good morning.
Am I off on this? I looked it up. It said last year, this time, we were like 365. What's the average right now?
Our average right now is 359.
Okay, so we're not that far off. We didn't have to go through all this. It was 370 something, and yeah, 359 for us. Is that a Lansing average or is that a state average?
The state average is 359 a gallon for regular unleaded. That's down about 10 cents compared to this time last week. Lansing, you guys are 364, which is down about 11 cents.
Okay. So we're on a downward trend. Staying that way or headed some other direction?
We'll have to. It's one of those. We'll have to wait and see.
You're the one with the information.
The biggest factor right now is that supply remains tight across the country and in the Midwest. So with supply being so tight, if crude oil goes up, prices go up.
Is anything anything in the Middle East affecting us yet?
Not right now. And actually, last week we saw crude oil prices go down at portions of the week. So we'll have to see this week. Right now, it hasn't really shown up in a significant way at this point. Demand seems to be kind of moderate at the point. At this point, slow. We're kind of coming off of that spring break kind of seesaw that we saw with demand. Mm-hmm. And so it wouldn't surprise me if demand kind of, you know, holds steady over the next couple weeks with the next big spike heading into Memorial Day.
All right. We didn't make it over to GR this weekend, as we usually do. What would I have paid had I gone over there?
Grand Rapids, the price has gone down there at about $3.53 a gallon for regular unleaded. Hey. So you would have paid slightly lower.
You know what I said over the weekend? I said to my wife, we were just, you know, running errands and stuff. And I saw, I think it was $3.62. And I said, remember not long ago, we still live in Wisconsin. And I remember it getting up into the 360, 370 range. And we mm-hmm. literally said, we're going to cut back on our driving. Now we're looking at that as cheap. Isn't that funny? I mean, it's like a frog in the water
are,
thing.
Yeah. I'm saying, depending on where you are in the country, that's cheap. Other places, it's expensive.
So, well, yeah.
It really just depends on where you are. Wisconsin is actually much lower than us. Wisconsin, that is expensive.
Yeah. What's like in Wisconsin, what are they doing right now? I haven't talked to my friends over there for a while.
So the state average in Wisconsin right now is 339.
Oh, hello. Okay.
Yes.
How do we compare to those?
We're less than Indiana and Ohio.
And there's that. You got that going for us?
So Ohio's 364 and Indiana's 367, so.
Well, we're about even with Ohio then, because you said we were at 364.
No, we're 359. Lansing is 364. The state
That's
average.
Where I'm at. That's why I'm saying. I don't
so
care
Lansing,
about the rest
yes.
of
Lansing
the state.
Lansing is even. It's the state average of Ohio.
See? So as Ohio goes, Lansing goes, or maybe vice versa. I don't know. Adrian Woodland from AAA Michigan. Man, oh, man. Hey, are you seeing an uptick on your website, the AAA Michigan website, on people planning, say, up north trips or over to the Sunset Coast or anything like that?
We've actually seen, a lot of people booking travel going back earlier in the year. If what we've seen, for trips this year so far, the summer and the holidays will probably be busy as well.
All right. Get the app on your phone, AAA Michigan. There you go. Can you follow gas prices around the state on the app? You can do that, can't you?
Yeah, the free AAA mobile app, you can find gas prices around your community, around the state, and around the country. It's a great, great tool to use if you're doing a road trip.
How about Marquette? That's always a good one to check on Marquette. What are they doing up there?
Marquette's the most expensive. They're $3.71 a gallon.
Yeah, because last week, a buddy of mine lives up by there. Last week, they were like $3.80, I think, or something like that.
Oh. Yeah, Marquette's been the most expensive for a number of weeks now.
Well, there is that. Where are you going this summer? You planning a vacation? Not that we're nosy, but I'm nosy.
Nothing planned right now for this summer. I may go down to Atlanta, but nothing, nothing solidified yet.
Atlanta? Well, you got family there?
I do.
Oh, isn't that
I have
nice?
Lots of family in Atlanta.
Cool. Well, that used to be the busiest airport in America, but I think they were knocked off. Oh, is it?
Yes, I have flown in and out of Atlanta quite a bit within the last year and a half. It absolutely is the busiest.
But it used to be Chicago, because Chicago is that Midwest hub, right? It used to be Chicago.
It used to be O'Hare.
But now, did it change because of, I don't know, this is way off the subject, I suppose, but I'm curious. Maybe you don't know. It seems like it changed back when, FedEx is there? No, that's Memphis. What is there?
Delta's headquarters is in Atlanta.
But that's not going to make it a big hub, I don't think. Something happened in Atlanta. Well, Atlanta just became this big mecca for everybody going there because it's nice.
Yeah, and I don't, it's when they, my understanding is kind of, it's when that airport got expanded, and I don't remember if it was related to the Olympics that was there back in the 90s. But yeah, Hartsfield is one of the busiest airports in the country. And if you've ever been through there,
Okay, so now I want to ask, not to focus on Atlanta, but this is my curiosity, and you seem to know a little bit about it. Alpharetta, that's a suburb, isn't it? Alpharetta.
Many, 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 many suburbs.
But isn't that a swanky area?
I don't know if I've actually ever been to Alpharetta.
My nephew lives there.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. My nephew moved there, and a buddy of mine moved down there just a couple of years ago. And dig this. His whole job, my buddy moved to Atlanta, Alpharetta, Georgia. You know what he does for a living? This guy, I hate him. This company made him a little video backdrop, like green screen studio, at his house. And you know what he does? He talks online about sport card trading.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
What kind of job is that? But he makes a couple of hundred grand a year doing that. Adrian, we're in the wrong spot.
I'll say this, the kids coming up now have a lot more choices for future careers.
These kids these days.
Growing up in the 60s.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, Adrian, we appreciate it this morning. As always, you're a peach. You're a joy. And we'll talk again next week, okay? Hey, call me sometime if you want to talk between now and then. Let's just get together. All right,
talk to you next week.
See you later. Bye. There's no way we're getting together. She's going, there's no way I'm calling Mike Austin. We're not going out for pizza. He's lucky I talked to him this time. All right, listen, we're going to do groovy news. You ever find something and you go, oh, that's garbage, and it turns out to be worth a ton of money? What if you had a handwritten note from Michelangelo? Let me tell you the story on this one coming up. 1320 WILS. Hang on for groovy news. Mike Austin back in a minute.
WILS. Here's what's happening.